It's gonna be better days. It's gonna be shiny days. When you get lemons, better make you some lemonade. Give God praise, not just on Sunday. Flip it in the wishing well. This quarter is gonna change. It's gonna be positive. Everybody happy. Manifest all your dreams. Get what you ask for. You about to level up and elevate your cash flow. Everybody got opinions. Also gotta can't stay in bed and just sleep on your dreams. Party all night and go out with the team.
The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them and are not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff, or its board of directors.
Preach, 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 preach.
Magneto. I don't really care if haters really don't agree though. Kill us in the streets and they weaponize police, claiming they ain't got no beef or steady, only eating keto. But we about to change that today. Your clans with guns and badges, they won't be safe. Your pipes that poison lands, no, they won't be safe. It's time to fight with us or get backed away. Because revolution steady right on the itinerary. I'm sick of seeing all my people in obituaries. Stay mad, Karen, we don't give an F-bomb. Blow it up by any means necessary. Captain said that I could be a revolutionary. I believe it, I can feel it in my capillaries. We out here and we showing no fear. Revolution's coming near, you don't want us as an adversary.
Fight the power!
Fight the power!
Sound. And you know we say fight the power.
Fight the power.
This is how the revolution sounds.
Hey,
and
hey.
You know we say
how the richest on the earth got so many needs. I'm a giant, so they looking like my mini-me's. Never been a killer, but the world is tempting me. Steady killing me, but would never put an end to me. Fight the power, so in public, I'm the enemy. Privately contented with intentions of my energy. System all cap, feel like Kaepernick when he in the league. Overcoming haters like John Taylor, we in the lead. I deserve this gold medal. It's from the soil where we once settled. They want to spoil everyone's ghetto. My future son is about to know the level of expectation to be a black man in this generation. Cause this time, all the revolution will be televised. Bringing the evolution of mankind. When you hear me speak, you can tell I'm wise. Truth set us free, that's why they tell us lies. Questioning everything I recognize.
Fight the power!
Fight the power!
This is how the revolution sounds. And you know we say fight the power!
Fight the power!
This is how the revolution sounds. And you know we say
you can murder a liberator, but you can't murder liberation. You can murder a revolutionary, but you can't murder revolution.
Yes, it's coming, revolution's coming. Yes, it's coming, revolution's coming. Yeah, it's coming, coming. Revolution's coming. Yes, it's coming, revolution's coming. Yes, it's coming, revolution's coming. Yeah, it's coming, coming. Revolution's coming. Yes, it's coming, revolution's coming. Yes, it's coming, revolution's coming. Yeah, it's coming, coming. Revolution's coming. Yes, it's coming, revolution's coming. Yes, it's coming, revolution's coming. Yeah, it's coming, coming. Revolution's coming. Yes, it's coming, revolution's coming. Yes, it's coming, revolution's coming. Yeah, it's coming, coming. Revolution's coming. Yes, it's coming, revolution's coming. Yes, it's coming, revolution's coming. Yeah, it's coming, coming. Revolution's coming. Yes, it's coming, revolution's coming. Yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yeah, it's coming, coming.
Yo, 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 welcome back to Views from the Ground, Views from the Damn Ground. You are live here with everyone's favorite agender host, DJ Love. I use they, them pronouns, and we're going to jump right into it. Welcome back to the show, Maddie. How you doing, Maddie? Hello? Do we have Mahdi Ali? All right. One second while I try to get Mahdi on the line with us.
Hey, don't go to Pillow.
All right. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. What's all right, up, here bro? We go.
All right, we should be live with Mahdi now.
Hey, what's up, man? Thank you for having me. How you doing today?
I am doing amazing, Mahdi. How are you? Thank you for coming back to the show. We really appreciate you.
Definitely, man. Thank you for having me. Thank you for the opportunity. It's been a little while. It's been a little while since I've been here, on the show, but a lot has changed since. And from last time I was on the show, I kind of broke down to the audience that the CIU was looking into my case at Hennepin County. And at the time, it seemed like things were, you know, progressing and you know, things has died down ever since. And for those who don't know my case or my story, my name is Mahdi Ali, a wrongfully convicted Minneapolis man. At the time of my crime, at the time of my arrest, I was 15 years old. I was going to South High School. And, you know, three innocent men lost their lives in a tragedy fashion. And at the time, everything was over my head being a kid. You know, the system, the hearings, the court, everything that I was going through being a juvenile and being a kid, that was something that was completely over my head. And, you know, over the years, I realized everything that occurred. And the saddest thing about the whole story is the fact that, you know, till this day, 16 and over half years later, I'm still in prison for a crime which I did not commit, crime which... some of the people that commit that crime came forward telling the truth and trying to recant, you know, their statement. Not to mention the man that at the time of the trial that basically lied on me and said that I was the one that was with him as accomplice when he committed that crime, since has recanted and then killed himself after he did that. My story is well known in a large part of Minnesota. For those who don't know, please take the opportunity. I'll take the time to go to freemahdiali.com to learn more about my case, my wrongful conviction, and my story. And I want to update the audience today on what's going on and where we are today when it comes to my case. So there is a DNA evidence that the state claimed to have during my trial, DNA evidence being one of the victims, blood stain being on the pants that I was wearing that they found in my apartment during that time. However, that DNA evidence that they claim to have is a partial DNA. It's not a full DNA. It's a partial DNA that's contaminated that also has a mixture of the individual that was conducting a testing, the BCA worker that was conducting a testing herself, her own DNA is also a mixture with the DNA that they claim to have as the evidence, which is the only thing that ties me to the crime. And since, you know, my co-defendant recanted his statement and then killed himself, the only thing that they have today to actually say it's worth a conviction and a life sentence for a kid that was 15 years old at the time. It's a contaminated DNA that has a mixture, a partial contaminated DNA that has a mixture. And that's that. And we were, the CIU were reviewing my case and our plan was to conduct DNA testing, independent DNA testing, to a lab in California. And and that was something that the prosecution office, the CIU, and my lawyer and my legal team collectively all agreed to conduct and to do. And that was the steps that we were taking, or we were at least believed to have been taken for the past 6 months. And just recently, you know, Minneapolis Homicide Department, a lieutenant that actually leads the Minneapolis Homicide Department, came forward and put everything to stop, and decided to deny us access to conduct that testing. The item that was supposed to be tested, basically, he denied to give us that pants that's supposed to be contaminated, they're supposed to be having the DNA on. And so in one way, they're not allowing me to, you know, exonerate myself and do independent testing on the only thing that would have proven my innocence. However, they are not also, you know, admitting a wrong and then fixing what needs to be tested. So I'm in a position where they're not allowing me to conduct the testing, and then they're not, you know, they seem to not care about the fact that I'm innocent. And it seemed like it's a lose-lose situation. You have a county-approved DNA testing, the prosecution-approved DNA testing, and yet you have a police officer that's in Minneapolis Homicide Department that's stopping what the district attorney, the prosecution office, and all that actually agreed to do. And the sad thing about Minnesota is one of those states that give the ultimate control to something like that, to the city which it happened at. So, like, even though the county is the ones that are prosecuting an individual, when it comes to a situation like this where, like, there is evidence that need to be tested, the city police department has the control over that. So they have to basically approve it. Or allow you to do that testing. And that's what I meant with my case, which is a very frustrating position to be in. I feel like I can't go forward and exonerate myself. And I feel like, man, there is nothing I could do about it. And you have people in power that don't care about finding justice, don't care about finding, you know, whether a wrong man is in prison or not, which is a frustrating place to be.
Yeah, it is a very frustrating place to be, and it's one of those things that it feels like this is something, you know, we're seeing a lot of folks get out that we've been organizing around, but it doesn't feel like things are getting better when we look at people that are in power, especially with Amy Klobuchar getting the Democratic, winning the Democratic primary yesterday, which means she's very likely to be our next governor, and I assume that she's not going to want to let a lot of the people out of prison that she put in there. You know, incarcerated when she was the attorney general for Hennepin County,
the district attorney,
she it went up 600%. So,
yeah.
So, you know, we're seeing things like that. We see things like Keith Ellison that's shutting down the CRU, and not we're just seeing a bunch of things that are happening, and this is just one of those things where, like, you know, we need. We need resources. We need folks to admit that they're wrong, even when we see that they admit that they're wrong. But like Mayon Burrell, they still have him out on parole. Like, it's just this thing where, like, Minnesota's having a problem with admitting that, like, you know, that they grabbed a lot of, you know, black men specifically and threw them in prison.
And kids, black men and kids specifically. A lot of the, like when you talk about the Mayon Burrell case, he was a 16-year-old kid. When you talk about Marvin Haynes, he was a 16-year-old kid. My situation, in my case, it was a high-profile case. I was 15 at the time. It never occurred to him the fact that, hey, is this kid even capable of committing such a heinous crime? in Minnesota in general, they have a pattern, especially when it comes to the BCA. The BCA, Hennepin, and Ramsey County, they have a pattern of behavior which, like, once they find or they figure a suspect or they identify in their eyes someone that they deem to be suspect, they do whatever it takes to find a conviction. During George Floyd killing, when the George Floyd murder happened, Biden DOJ did a full investigation on Minneapolis Police Department, and they found that the homicide department was the most corrupt, and especially during that era was Amy Klobuchar era when she was a district attorney. She is well known for a cause that's out there that individuals can research, where she's saying our endorsement parties don't endorse us just to give us money. They expect us to find convictions and incarcerate people. So it's calls that are alarming out there when it comes to Amy Klobuchar. And like you said, it is disappointing to some people, you know what I mean, to a degree, to see someone like that win the primary. And basically, at this point, she will be, it seems like, unless some level of, you know, surprise happened. But and you're right. Not that long ago, the Keith Ellison has closed the CRU that was reviewing a lot of old cases that Amy Klobuchar was actually involved in. Like, most of the cases in the CRU are a lot of old cases that the reason why they even being reviewed is based off Amy Klobuchar. And I do believe, in my heart of heart, I do believe they shut the CRU to protect Amy Klobuchar and in her campaign for governor. It has nothing to do with funding issues. It has nothing to do with lack of funding. To fully fund the CRU is literally a little over $800,000, not even a million. And there is a lot of taxpaying money that's laying around, especially in Minnesota, that's not being allocated into anywhere or anything. So the funding for the CRU and lack thereof, that was just the excuse. The reason why they shut that down, in my heart, I believe, is because Amy Klobuchar, to protect Amy Klobuchar.
You have 1 minute remaining.
Yeah, to protect Amy Klobuchar and her campaign and run for governor. And it's a lot of things like that. So Keith Ellison and someone else that's also running for attorney general, and someone like that is still, and it seemed like he will win another term to be a Minnesota attorney general. But and that's a disappointment in itself, too. So, yeah. But thank you again for having me, man. And I hope, man, I clear a lot of, I help, you know, some new person to kind of understand my story and also join me and join my fight for justice and join the campaign, the Free Mahdi Ali campaign, and help support it in any way, shape, form, or fashion. Thank you so much for having me today, DJ.
Yes, thank you so much, Mahdi. We really appreciate you, and we'll keep fighting to make sure we get you out, so.
Definitely. Thank you.
All right. Coming up next, we're just going to take a quick break real fast. So here we go with Peaches and Herb reunited.
Touch, hey, hey. Reunited, Programming at KFAI is supported in part by the Dakota, presenting the Devin Allman Project, Sunday, August 23rd.
Devin Allman celebrates 20 years since the release of his first album with this very special to-date retrospective of his career.
He'll pull songs from each of his musical projects, including Honey Tribe, the Allman Betts Band, Blues Summit, Royal Southern Brotherhood, as well as songs from the Allman Brothers catalog.
Opening the show, our special guest, GA20. More information about the Devin Allman Project live at the Dakota is available at dakotacooks.com.
Yo, 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 welcome back to Views from the Ground.
Views from the damn ground.
All right, and currently we are being reunited with Imani Waters.
Hello, hello.
Oh, my God.
So happy to be here, as always.
Yes, I'm so happy for you to be back, one of the regulars, and just doing it. So tell us about what you've been up to since the last time you've been here.
So I've been doing a lot of relaxing, a lot of chilling, because your girl has jobs. Multiple jobs. But multiple. Since it's been summer, I've been blessed and able to, you know, kind of take a step back. But music-wise, I dropped a very fun song of the summer around mid-July.
Oh.
So that's the main thing that I've been working on.
Yeah, what are some of the things you've been doing to, like, relax since, you know, because I know you are a hard worker, let me tell you.
Yes, yes. A lot of traveling, a lot of sitting in the sun, a lot of cooking, because I love to cook. So just a lot of spending quality time with the ones that I love and a lot of travel.
Yes, and I just love how much music you're, like, releasing this year. Like,
yeah.
I just love it. The vibes
fun.
Of the song.
Pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's just so exciting. So tell us about that, like, being able to release all of this, like, music. I feel like we're having at least a single a season now.
Yes.
You know, so tell us about, like, all of this new music that's coming out.
Spring, summer, fall joggers. That's a shout out for my Housewives of Atlanta fans. If you watch that show, you'll know what that means. But, because what you asked me, because I forgot.
Yeah, just tell us about this, all this music you're releasing.
Oh, right. I mean, I feel like, shout out to Prod by Tech, because he's been able to provide me with so many dope fire beats. He just has such a amazing, beautiful selection. And I feel like I'm just the type of writer where I really will just write for the track. It might not necessarily be maybe a song for me, but once I hear a track, I'm like, yep, this is what it's supposed to sound like. And so with this new track, was really just inspired by the party scene, fun vibes. I just wanted something that me and my girls could go out and dance to. And so that was the huge inspiration for this new song for sure.
All right. So here we go with Ride, mm-hmm, by Imani Waters.
Yes. Should I wear this one or this one?
Ooh, that one, that cheetah print is fire.
Girl, that's slipping.
Ooh, girl, this nigga calling me again.
Bitch, what he say?
Does anybody have lip liner?
Ooh, I do.
If you just got off and you came to party, gotta move them hips, better grab somebody. Then you move to the left and you move it to the right. Keep it up like this, we'll be going all night. Yeah. He really love it when I do my dance. Don't do too much, nigga, watch them hands. Just like I said, yeah, it's time to party. Move your hips like this and grab somebody. Come on.
Feel it on my body, can't wait to get it tonight. Come on, pull me a little closer, promise that I don't bite. All my girls, they real high maintenance.
Vibes feeling strong tonight. You gon' wanna catch a ride.
Hey, oh,
I'm saying no. We lit, forgot of my way.
Down to ride for you. You know the deal, know it's real. I know you feel it too. It's burning high. spot. I'm down to ride for you. You know the deal, know it's real. I know you feel it too.
Feeling in my body, can't wait to get it tonight. Come on, pull me a little closer.
Go, just got done listening to that new Imani Waters Ride.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah, tell us how, like, this song really came to fruition.
So, funny enough, I heard the track. It just instantly stuck with me, and I knew I had to get to writing to it. So that's how it started. It just really kept progressing from there. I was able to hit up a couple other amazing writers and musicians by the names of Jackson Hurst and Travion Dunlap. Trey is my cousin, another amazing musician. Jackson
love
is as
Trey.
Well.
Love Jackson.
Just family, family, family. So I knew I needed a little assistance with the song. I just wanted to make it a little fuller. And so they came in the studio with me, and I had everything finished but the bridge. I'm like, I know I want it to sound like but I just didn't have the words for it. And so Jackson met me in the studio, and I kind of told him what my vision was, and he instantly was like, it's burning hot in the spot. I was like, yeah. It was like he pulled the words out of my head. Like, Trey also came in and recorded a bunch of beautiful background vocals. They both did, and everything just blended really seamlessly. So it was awesome. It was an amazing experience. I'm so happy that I got to work with them. Also, shout out Jackson, Trey, Sienna, McKenna, Talia. They all have a show this Friday at Ice House. It starts at 8 and doors open at 7. So shout out to them, because we love working musicians. So yeah, it was just a beautiful collab. Like, it wouldn't have been what it was without them. So big shout out to them.
So I just appreciated I love the art.
Oh, and shout out to my mama.
Shout out to your mama. But yes, I just love the artwork on it. I love the, like, visual.
Yeah, that I you made released. That.
The visual was amazing.
I made that cover art. I was sweating on my boyfriend's couch, like, about to pull my hair out. So, yes, I'm so happy to hear you say that.
Yeah, you had this really cool, like, visual that went with it, where, like, you were opening the fridge and taking stuff out. And it was, like, a point of view from the fridge. And I just loved that idea. So,
because I'm trying to make content.
Okay, because you said I'm an artist. Okay, I do it all. So I just really appreciate you, and thank you for coming on the show.
Yes, no, thank you for having me.
Yes, we just got done listening to your newest single, Ride, with Imani Waters. So we just really appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you.
And we'll see you soon. So
sounds good. Have a great night.
Coming up next, we're just gonna, you know, let's do some jazz. Let's do some jazz.
Thank you.
yo, yo. Welcome back to Views from the Ground, Views from the Damn Ground, here on KFAI and WFMU Frogtown Radio. This is everyone's favorite agender host, DJ Love, and we just got done listening to a small set of jazz. We started off with Thelonious Monk, Round Midnight. And then we just got done listening for Tea for Two with Art Tatum. We're going to keep the jazz going, you know, add a little vocals in there. Coming up next, we're going to have Barbara Lewis. Hello, stranger.
Chuba, chuba, my baby. Chuba, chuba.
Hello, stranger. It seems so good to see you back again. How long has it been?
It seems like a mighty long time. Chuba, chuba, my baby.
It seems like a mighty long time. Oh, I'm so glad you stopped by to say hello to me. Remember, that's the way it used to be.
Seems like a mighty long time. Chubop, chubop, my baby, ooh. It seems like a mighty long time. Chubop, chubop, my baby. 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 Chubop, chubop, my baby.
My baby. Oh, if you're not gonna stay, please don't tease me like you did before, because I still love you so, although it seems like a mighty long time. Chubop, chubop, my baby, ooh.
It seems like a mighty long time. Chubop, chubop,
oh,
my baby. Chubop, chubop, my baby. Chubop, chubop, my baby. Chubop, chubop, my baby.
I'm so happy,
my baby. Chubop, chubop, my baby.
Chubop, chubop.
Coming up next, we're going to have Shirley Horn, and she's going to tell you about her man. Come on, Shirley.
I give him all my love. That's all I do. And if you saw my love, you'd love him too. And I love him. And I love him. He gives me everything and tenderly. The kiss my lover brings, he brings to me. And I love him. And I love him. A love like ours could never die. As long as I have you near me.
are the stars that shine. Dark is the sky. I know this love of mine will never die.
Support for KFAI comes in part from First Avenue, presenting Trish Toledo at the Turf Club, Thursday, August 27th. Trish Toledo is a young artist with an old-school sound, a musical time traveler who reinvents early 60s pop and soul ballads with modern fire and fortitude.
Exploring classic catalogs, Trish selects songs based on how the themes most faithfully mirror on her own life experiences. Opening the show is Rudy Dionda.
More information about Trish Toledo at the Turf Club is available at first-avenue.com.
Yo, 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 welcome back to Views from the Ground, Views from the Damn Ground. This is DJ Love. We just got done listening to like a really smooth jazz set. We started off with Hello Stranger by Barbara Lewis. And then we finished the set with And I Love Him by Shirley Horn. Coming up next, we're going to just have this song called Before the Soul Goes to Waste. Here we go.
I was young, fragile, when the liquor took hold. It came as a friend, but it left as a foe. If I could go back to the very first sip, I'd clean up the wound that the booze bandaged. Next morning, the taste of familiar regret. You sip on the poison, slow death's what you get. But the craving is worse than last night. If I don't quit soon, it'll claim me for life. I'm scared to try. When I relapse, it feels like a crime. There was a time drinking felt like making love. Now the woman wants more, but I've had enough. I'm weary, I'm a fool for falling in temptation. It pulls all my strings and dilutes the hesitation. The craving is worse than last night. If I don't quit soon, it'll claim me for life. I'm scared to try one more time. When I relapse, it feels like a crime. 'Cause when I relapse, it feels like a crime. I don't trust the bottle or its intentions for my life. wakes up the ghost that my father left behind. Never must return to my old deranged ways. Get rid of the body before the soul goes to waste.
Welcome back to Views from the Ground, Views from the Damn Ground. We just listened to a little small set here, country music. We started it with Fabrizio, Before the Soul Goes to Waste. They're a country singer that was born in Peru, and when they were a teenager, they moved to Georgia. So they have that, like, deep southern country blues going on. And then our second song was Bullet and Blades by Shibuzi and Kalani. So coming up next, my nomination for the Song of the Summer. They were just in town. They were performing at the Dakota and everywhere else. It is Cameron Wright, Hot and Heavy.
Come on, girl. It's the truth, baby.
This is everyone's favorite agender host, DJ Love, here on Views from the Ground, Views from the Damn Ground. Just reminding everyone that a binary choice is always an illusion.
The mayor say he gonna put the public first. Say mayor rule those tents with pigs in public works. You know some people that be working in nonprofit. Say people stealing money, put it in their pocket. The activists, they say they trying to lead the way. Same activists who working for the city pay. So you can let them fools take their gold. But I never let the fool take my soul. So you can let them fools take their gold. But I never let the fool take my soul. So you can let them fools take their gold. But I never let the fool take my soul. You can let not for